tell me again
about the women in the city and the second income.
Well, I feel that because the women are working, now that they don't have the time to teach the children the beadwork, or they don't have time to sit down and talk to them because of the fact that they are the second breadwinners, they are the ones that have to hold the jobs and either help their husbands, or if they don't have any husbands, that they have to become the sole breadwinner of the house. And I feel that, I think at times people can, or Native women can, teach their children if they're living in the country, or if they have that time, to even set aside an hour to teach their children beadwork. And I forget what the question was now. See, totally confused.
Yeah, it was why it would be harder for the women in the city. You talked once before to me about survival. You said to me that you thought some reserves put more, had to invest more in survival. That interests me.
Yeah. I think today, because of the society, what it calls for is they're looking at educational purposes all the time in the cities, and to live on the reserve, it's a different world on the reserve. It's more. You have to teach your children how to survive off the reserve, and even if you're living in the city, it has to be taught, because of today's world is so mixed up that your kids get confused and they don't know where they belong, they don't know who they are. And to teach them to survive and give them what they really need, they have to be out there. They have to know what it's all about. Parts of the city can make your children go crazy. You know, they're living in what. Okay, maybe you should ask me why I feel that beadwork is important to me, or whatever.
All right, why is the beadwork so important to you? What does it mean for your life?
Okay. Today I considered myself as a person who has finally found out just who I am. This was only done by wanting to learn about the Native heritage. Beadwork has been the most inspiring of them all. Now I can communicate within myself. I feel that my beadwork shows my inner qualities and, to me, portrays my destiny. I have also come to the conclusion, since this is the year of the seventh generation, we must make a decision whether or not to continue to focus on the past generation's beadwork. Since the past helps to create and understand the future, that this value system can be used in today's beadwork. Only this way can everything be put into its rightful place.
All right. Let's go back to why it's important for you to teach beadwork. What is it that you want to be able to do for others when you teach beadwork?
When I teach beadwork to other people, I know too that they can be able to find themselves within that beadwork. because beadwork can also not only be a teaching, but it also can be a tool, a learning tool. Because in beading, you have to have patience. And when you're bringing up your child, you have to have patience. And when you put a design on your work, you have to be able to use that design like you're designing your child's life, its future. So
is it like a plan then? It's like the planning that you have to put into the beadwork? The plan for your children?
Yeah, I guess you can use it that way. You could use it that way. It just doesn't sound in a nice way to put it, but yeah, 'cause beadwork helps you stimulate yourself, you know, and also it can teach people how to share with each other. And I find that the work that I do, it makes me feel good. It makes me know that I'm teaching somebody a skill that maybe they don't even realize they're learning at the same time. And there's not very many people left out there that are able to have the patience and the understanding within themselves. So by doing beadwork, that is the majority part of the work that has to be done, is the patience, because you have to take, sometimes you make a mistake. It is said that when you make a mistake, you're supposed to leave it because no one's perfect. But a lot of times, if there's too many mistakes, you tend to have to rip out, just like you're sewing a dress, and you have to rip out whatever it is, the mistake you made on it, in order for it to look nice. And so too, I do the same thing in beadwork. And this is used, I use it basically for helping me and guiding me in my life, in my lifestyle, today I really don't know what other people would, the advantages they'd get out of it, but I get the advantage of being able to see other people happy at what they have accomplished.
Can you explain the importance of the circle as a symbol in beadwork?
Okay. The symbol of the circle is like your life cycle in life. You start off as an infant, or should I say it would be a circle. Like a piece of pie, it would be cut into 8 squares or 8 pieces. And in each piece, you put your life in it. You start off as an infant. An infant gives you joy. You go to the next piece, and then that piece becomes the toddler. And the toddler teaches. It teaches you how to have patience. The infant teaches you how to laugh. The third piece in the pie would be child, and the child is always asking why or always seeking out. So that child also gives you the questions and the knowledge you need yourself. The next piece in the pie would be patience and understanding. And this is where a majority part of your beadwork comes in, because this piece of pie is now the youth of today. And you have to have patience, and you have to have understanding. So too in the beadwork, you have to have the understanding of how to do the work, and you also have to have the patience to do it. The next piece in the pie would be the adult, where your child then becomes the adult and he learns the value system that you just placed within him. And as you continue, you become the parents. And the parents are the providers. They're the providers for the teaching, the seeking, the patience, the joy, the understanding, the value system. Next comes the elders, and the elders are the wise. They are the people that you go to when you don't have the understanding, when you don't have the patience. So you seek out the knowledge from them, because they are the people that live the longest and they know the value system. And the last piece of pie is now the grandparent. And I feel that if you haven't achieved that gift to become a grandparent, your life circle is not completed, because you have to be able to ensure that the life cycle will continue. And only by being a grandparent you can look back on your past and go through all those pieces of pie. But if you're not a grandparent, you're not going to see that. You're going to see an unfinished product. And in beadwork, if you don't finish your product, you know that it wasn't meant to be. When the product gets finished, it's like finishing your life. It's like finishing a part of your life cycle. And this is a lot of reasons why circles are being used in the beadwork, but a lot of people don't understand that part of it. And maybe there is a lot out there, but there, for the amount of people that are out there that do beadwork, they still don't understand it because they were never told it. And because I've been to a lot of places where, to elders conferences and elders meetings, this is where I get to use all the symbols and all the circles and all the colors, and I have the knowledge of what is expected of me. And it's like a wedding band. When you get married, you have a wedding band, and sometimes that wedding band gets really tight and it hurts your finger. And then one day you take that band off and it's like you're taking away from your life circle, because you've taken your band off. Without that band, some people use the wedding band. I don't use the wedding band, because I find that it wasn't meant for me. Everybody was given a circle in life, and each has their own road. And so when I do my beadwork, I put my circles in my beadwork, and I try to remember exactly what all these pieces and where they fit into. And then that way I can complete whatever it is I started.
So the beadwork isn't just to make a design or to make something to look at. It's a way of making meaning. It's not just to create something beautiful. The meaning is as important as what you create.
Yeah, I feel that the beadwork that I do myself, has more meaning to me. But to other people, it wouldn't have any meaning at all. They could go into beadwork and not understand what they're doing at all, because they're just being showed. They're not being told about the colors. They're not being told about the circle. Excuse me. And with me, it's different. With me, I've taught myself all this. It's taken me a long time to get where I'm at in my beadwork. And when I teach, I try to teach with the circles, with the knowledge of whatever it is we're doing at that time. I try to tell them the colors, the meaning of the colors, and I try to get the people to use the colors that have the meanings. And there's a lot of people out there that have different meanings for different colors, because we're not all of the same tribe. So each tribe that I've seen always has different colors. And you'll never see, like if you go to a powwow, you'll never see the same color on a person. And if you do, it's very seldom that they do it. But when they do, it's because they like what they see,
mm-hmm.
or it's because they're twins. But normally you won't see the same colors being used.